The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Philip, just the first couple of days, impressions of camp so far?
Yeah, really nice to get back into it and get the first couple of skates out the way, and really intensive, but it's been good and a lot of fun.
How have you spent your summer, and when did you get into San Jose?
I was in Switzerland for most of the summer, and then came here like last Wednesday, so I've been here for a little over a week, and I've enjoyed it so far.
I don't know if you're close with a former Shark, Timo Meyer, also Swiss, but did he give any pointers about San Jose?
Yeah, I actually trained with him in the summer, so he gave me a lot of tips and stuff, where to go, or a couple of restaurants, and he knows a lot of the staff here as well, so he put in a good word for me, so I appreciate it, and it's been great to have him to kind of help me out with certain things here.
And it looked like so far in camp you've been playing a lot of center. Do you think that that's where you'll end up this year, or what is your view on that, your position this year?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see where I end up playing. I don't know. I'm comfortable with everything, especially, you know, after my years in Chicago, I've played in every position possible in the lineup. So I'm ready to play wherever they need me, and I'm open for everything.
Is that where you feel most comfortable, though, as a centerman?
I played center for most of my life, especially growing up. Then kind of switched over to wing center in NHL. But it's really, truly wherever they need me. I'm so used to all the positions now that it doesn't make a huge difference. So it's mostly of where they need me, I'll play.
How do you use camp, you know, use these next 3 weeks to get ready for the regular season? What are the things you want to kind of just dial in here?
Yeah, you want to get back into game shape. Obviously, it's hard to simulate the same intensity and kind of the 5-on-5 part and the battles in off season. So it's kind of mostly that. You want to get a couple games in to play those games again and to feel good, and that's mostly it. You want to get into that shape, and that's what you're looking for in those games.
Obviously, you got to know Connor Bedard pretty well last year. What are your early impressions of Macklin Celebrini so far?
Yeah, he's a great player too. Young player. He had a really good year last year, so I'm excited to see his step this year. I hope he takes that step, and it will be good for our team.
What have your impressions been of Michael Mesa? Obviously, you guys were, I think it was against each other in the scrimmage today. What have you seen from him? Obviously, another young centerman that looks like he could be a star in the NHL.
Yeah, only this first time I skated with him. Obviously a lot of skill and great young player as well. So I'm excited to see what he can bring and the skill he's going to show this year.
What are your impressions of Ryan Morosovsky's, you know, it's only been 2 days, but it's, you know, a new coach, new place. What are your impressions of just how he runs his training camps? They seem very intense. Is that maybe something different than what you've experienced in the past?
Yeah, I mean, I think every coach is a little different and has his own way of coaching. And it's been great so far the last 2 days. I really enjoyed how intensive and how they get to the point, and it's it's kind of straight to the point, and I like that, and I'm excited to be playing for them.
In the last year was a little bit of a tough year for you in Chicago. When we talked to you over the summer, you talked about just getting this new place, new fresh start. What did you work on for your game this summer to maybe kind of help jumpstart a good start to this season?
Yeah, first of all, it was to get 100% healthy again, and it was a lot of that at the start, and then after it's the usual things, you know. You want to get stronger faster and work on the little skills that gonna make the difference at the end, and I feel like I had a great summer and I feel ready to go, and that's all. Yeah.
Is there a specific part? Was it more so like getting skating? Was it just being stronger? What, was there a specific focus, or was it truly just a well-rounded?
No, of course you look at what you did last year and when you can improve. Little place in O zone or D zone, just defensive stuff, stick battles, and it's kind of more small things. And then of course in general you're just working on your skating and your conditioning and everything like that. So it's a long summer, so you have a lot of days where you can focus on different things, and that's what we did.
What it means to you to play for your country at the Olympics next year?
Oh, that would be, dream come true. I will work as hard as I can to get a roster spot, and that's definitely in my mind as well. I wanna make that team, and we'll see how it goes.
Switzerland's a country that's kind of come on a little bit. And obviously, we mentioned all the typical powers, but how has Switzerland hockey really grown maybe in these last few years?
Yeah, I think you see it at World Championship every year. We're really a strong country now, and I feel like every country like respects us now a bit more, I think, for sure. And we've shown that we can win against anyone. Of course, we still trying to get over the hump for the gold, but a couple silver medals and stuff like that is definitely a huge step for our country. We're so small country, right? And for us to achieve those things is great, and all the people support us so well. So we really fight for our country and try to do the best for us.
All your years in Chicago, how much did you learn about the sport of hockey from Jonathan Toews?
A lot. It's a guy I really enjoyed playing with. We had a lot of times where we talked together, and he tried to give me some of his tricks and stuff. And just, he's a special guy, and I really appreciated everything he did for me, because it was a lot, probably more than he even knows. But definitely a guy that I looked up to, and I joined taking stuff from him.
Doesn't surprise you, he's given it another try, right?
No, definitely not. He's a competitor, and he wants to show. And I hope he's healthy now, and everything is good. And I saw a couple of clips. He looks good. So excited to see him play again.
Is it gonna be weird to see him in that Winnipeg blue?
Of course, yeah. It's same like when Kaner and left, and then Dunks as well. Like, it's kind of weird to see like those legends play for different colors. And it's odd at first, but then you kind of get used to it, of course. But it's going to be fun to see.
Have Ryan Warsawski or Will Smith teased you about the World Championships?
No, because I wasn't on that team last year. So nothing yet. But we talked a bit about it with Warsawski, and definitely a little bit of smile there. Yeah.
Phil, do you have a little bit of, I don't know, it's a kind of a cliche, but a bit of a chip on your shoulder after, Chicago let you go or traded you a little bit after last season?
I want to, reestablish myself, improve myself again. And I'm excited to have this new opportunity in a new place with, it's really truly a fresh start. And that's great for me. It's good for my mind, and not being back in those old habits and stuff. So I think it's great, and I'm really excited for this year.
What's going to allow you to sort of get back to the level you want to get to here?
Yeah, I think just, again, like being healthy again and having that mental reset this summer, and kind of just working on different things mentally as well, and just feeling great again. And I think try to be consistent, and then think that the rest will take care of itself.
All right, thanks, Will.
Thanks, Will. Thank you.